Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom.
Hi. No, that was her, not me.
The mom.
No.
Don't you blame things on me.
It was all you.
How dare you?
You.
We have sponsors today, mom. You can't just burp.
You better mind your manners, girl.
Do you know what national holiday is today?
Oh,
you said you knew. You knew.
I do, but I want to say it the correct way, so I'm looking in my pictures.
It's technically St. Patrick's Day today. But well, on Monday, I don't know what it is.
It is National Awkward Moments Day.
You want this to be so awkward. I actually took a quiz last night to see how awkward I was. And it was like stuff that shouldn't make people feel awkward.
No.
And I failed it. I was the most awkward. But I was like, this is stupid.
It's also National Sloppy Joe Day.
I love Sloppy Joes.
Sloppy Joes for dinner.
I mean, I can't eat them now, but they're so delicious.
Yeah.
With like the soft, worst for you buns.
Yes.
And some tortilla chips. Oh, that's
so
stuff's good.
When you were little, we used Fritos.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. And then Mary-Kate and Ashley used them. And oh, God. It's just
so good.
It's a good thing. It's
so good.
All right. So for today.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I want to say hearts go out to New Zealand and the Muslim community, and that's just terrible. No one should have to go through any of that.
No. Heartbreaking.
It's disgusting. And I mean, if I can do anything, I would. I'm over here trying to vote for better things. Hopefully, I don't have words anymore.
No,
I'm out. But I will say, if you are sharing or posting pictures or videos of it, stop. Don't be one of those disgusting people. Don't be disrespectful. Don't share or post pictures of the actual incident. Obviously, share, you know, well wishes and whatnot. But don't post videos of that was so gross.
No.
Don't do that. All right. Let's go on to some better news.
Yes, please.
The news of the week, for me anyway, was Lily Singh is replacing Carson Daly in NBC's late night show.
That is awesome.
A Little Late with Lily, I think is what it's called. A Little Late with Lily Singh.
Nice.
It's really hard for me to say, not say sings, but the S on the end of
yes.
it. Freaking Colleen. But anyway, that is so freaking amazing.
It is.
Woman of color, woman of the LGBTQ plus community, just a woman. Like
an amazing person.
And she deserves this. Even if you're like, her videos aren't for you, you can't deny this girl has hustled and worked.
Well,
and just
as a person, she is an incredible
she's
person.
Very lovely.
Yeah,
she's I've never had a bad moment with her. She's great.
Yeah,
I've always been a fan of hers, and just like her as a human being.
Yeah,
like obviously her videos are funny, but like as a human being, she's a great human, and I don't that she's extremely deserving of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like one of those people where I'm like, how'd they get it?
No
she
like,
really
yeah.
She's worked for this. So, but I'm putting bets on who's going to be her first guest. And I say Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be her first guest.
You think so?
If it's not, then she isn't who I thought she was.
Well, she might have ties to that. You have to have this person. You know
yeah. I don't know.
The network might.
The
say,
first person I think she'll choose that she wants.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because people, all the managers and the producers choose everyone. You don't know.
I
don't think it's Jimmy Fallon being like, I need this person on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure every once in a while he's like, oh, can I have my friend on?
Yeah. But, sure.
Yeah. Another amazing thing. Pixie Tangerines are in season.
Yes, Rachel. I'm so glad you brought that up. Okay.
I ate one today.
There's a little confusion. People think, oh, it's just a tangerine. Oh, no, it is not.
Okay, this is my mom's segment of the podcast.
Oh,
I'm going to sit back real quick.
My gosh. They're only grown in Ojai, California because it's hot and dry over there. And they're not normal tangerines. They're seedless. Well, some tangerines are. But these are sweet. They don't have that.
They're very different.
Oh, they are so good. And they're just the
today.
Right size. They're perfect.
They're so good. I could eat 10 in one sitting. I have eaten 10 in one sitting.
Yeah, and they're only in season like They used to be only a month, but I think they've stretched it now to get them to grow.
GMOs, baby. Get those GMOs up in that business.
Not these guys. So
you don't know. Why? Just because you like them, you've decided that they wouldn't do it?
Pixie, you girl have an attitude tonight.
You just need some education.
And bashing my tangerines.
You need some education. I'm not bashing your tangerines. I'm bashing your ignorance is bliss moment.
Pixie Tangerines from Ojai, California. Not sponsored, but they are amazing.
Oh, God. Yeah. So those are pretty good. Yeah. I don't think they sell them everywhere. It's probably only California.
Last year, they sold them at Ralph's. I don't know if that's everywhere. And this year, I've only seen them at Gelson's so far. Rachel!
Mom, stop. We have sponsors today. You can't just belch.
Stop it. You root
beer
girl.
Is belch a natural word?
Belch is a word.
Or I don't know. There's a lot of words you made up growing up. No. I don't know. Or
burp.
Realer.
You called it a burp.
Burp. Belch. Burp.
Air.
Air. No one calls it air.
Tummy air.
No, that's a fart.
That's a bottom air. No, something.
Mom!
Stop it! If it was mine, you'd know it. That is so rude. Okay. And I'm not in my own home, so therefore it's not mine.
We're in Colleen's office right now. Okay, we're moving on to news I'm very excited about.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
No more root beer for you.
I know. Whoops. Okay. Polly D and Vinny from the Jersey Shore have created their own version of The Bachelor on MTV.
Really?
So it's them two. It's called Double Shot at Love. It's them and 20 women.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to find, obviously, their girlfriend or whatever. Which I'm very... I didn't know that Vinny had broken up with his girlfriend. I don't know if any of you know.
I don't know any of these people.
I know. Oh, Mom, I was obsessed with this show. I was obsessed. And then
what's it called?
Jersey Shore. You know Snooki, JWoww. Oh, Pauly D,
yes,
Vinny.
Yes, that's old stuff.
Yeah, and then they did a revamp, which is called Jersey Shore Family Vacation, where all of them got back together, except Sammy. She did not come back because Ron was there. It was a whole thing. Anyway.
This is a side of you I do not know, Rachel Ballinger.
This is what I did in college. You thought I was out partying. Oh, no. I was in my room watching other people party. So anyway. But Vinny, the last I know, I haven't watched. I think I lost last season. I don't know if there's a new one out since then. The first Family Vacation one. But Vinny had a girlfriend then. I don't think he has one now if he's doing the show. But Polly D has been like trying to settle down. So I hope he finds a woman. And I know they have different taste in women. So I don't think there's going to be any fighting between them.
No rivalry.
Though. No rivalry. Anyway, I'm excited about that. Double shot at love into it. Okay, here's another... a big thing that's been going on Twitter the past few days that I saw and was like, what? And I'm surprised it's not bigger news than it is. Like, I haven't seen it as like a big thing. It's just the people that know. And then I don't know. But the tattoo artist Romeo Lacoste, I think is his name. I don't know his last name. Romeo. He is a tattoo artist / social media influencer and he does tattoos for people in LA. And he does them for all the YouTubers, basically. If like you're a YouTuber or celebrity, you go to him, and if you want a tattoo, and he'll let you film it. He does like a wheel or whatever. I don't know. He's got all these gags, and like he has a YouTube channel. He has 1 million subscribers. He's got he got to 2 million Instagram followers, and then the scandal came out, and he lost a little bit. So he's at 1.9 million Instagram followers. But anyway, he's pretty big. Everyone in the YouTube community kind of knows him. Well, he's a pedophile.
Well, then he should have 0 subscribers.
Correct. So what happened was a teenage girl posted a screen recording of her DMs with him when she was 14 and he was 27. So this was 3 years ago. She's still a minor.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, today, 3 years ago and now, she's still a minor. Mm-hmm. So when she was 14, she was DMing him and he was saying very disgusting, gross, like how he wanted.
Don't say them, please.
He was being a pedophile and like just blatant. There's no way around it. He was being gross. Anyway, so she screen recorded it. So it wasn't like it was screenshots photoshopped. It was screen recording of her going to his page, reading the DMs, scrolling through them. Mm-hmm. It's his. As of right now, all I know is that he's deleted his Twitter and he disabled the comments on his Instagram. That's all I've known so far.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't made a public statement yet as of right now, as I'm recording this. So he's 30 now. And I saw people on Twitter being like, well, she was like flirting back. She's 14.
She's a little kid. It
Who
doesn't matter.
Who cares? He's the adult here.
Mm-hmm.
It was disgusting. The whole thing was disgusting. But I was talking with Matt and he was like, yeah, he was like, I was like, oh, this just happened, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, the pictures could have been photoshopped, the screenshots. I was like, no, it's screen recording. And he's like, well, and I was like, and then he deleted his Twitter. He goes, ah, that's guilty. And then I tweeted that. Everyone was
tweeted.
Guessing.
Because like, I'm like, uh-oh, Rachel knows something.
I don't get in on something. I don't do scandals very much. I don't do drama very much. But if you're a gross pedophile, I don't need to bite my tongue. I don't want to stand up for you. I'm going to bash you. You're disgusting.
No. Gross.
But yeah, so I tweeted, if you delete your social media account during a scandal, you're basically pleading guilty. And I think why he did it, and people are like, well, he didn't delete his Instagram and maybe he just wanted to get away from the hate. I think he deleted it because it erases the direct messages between him and other people.
Oh.
I think that's why he deleted Twitter. Because you can just disable it or just like go on private or whatever. Like you can make it so it's not deleted, but you still exist.
Mm-hmm.
But he deleted. So
I can't see your DMs with somebody then?
I don't think so.
I don't know how that works.
I think it just disappears. Because the person doesn't exist anymore. So I think that's what he was trying to accomplish, was just deleting all other evidence.
Maybe.
But
there's always a trail back. There's always a trail back.
But yeah, and so I just
think you're being sly, but
it's don't be sly. Speaking of sly people, we didn't talk about this broke right after we talked of last year. Did we talk about the college scandals?
No,
we
haven't.
Scandals? Okay.
Mm-mm.
I don't know when that happened.
That happened this week.
Aunt Becky.
Oh my goodness.
It's my favorite.
When I heard about it, I'm just like, people have been donating to colleges.
That's what I was saying.
But this was more than that. It wasn't just a
I guess
donation.
Schools stopped taking donations, and so they went like a weird route.
Apparently, they got put on a crew team, but they were never
on
crew.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Never
like, they couldn't
did
even
it.
Just donate a library. They had to.
But then that's taken away tuition scholarship from somebody who really needs it and worked there. Butts off to get
it. Yes, and people are now suing the colleges that they didn't get into because I was like, you're not winning that.
Yeah,
there's no way to prove you would have gotten in if the other person didn't.
Yeah.
But
it's been that way forever and ever and ever. Doesn't mean it shouldn't change.
No, yeah,
but
of course.
Just
but like people's shock. I was like, this is...
Yeah.
And now people are, what's stupid Trump, his daughter's husband, Jared?
I don't know
any of their names.
I don't know these people.
Anyway, the one he's made in charge of a bunch of stuff, but he went to, I don't know, some fancy school.
Princeton, Harvard, Yale,
Stanford. I don't know. One of those that I would never even step foot on.
One we can't afford.
People are now looking at his
I'm really proud of my kids, by the way, because they worked their butts off in college. They got in on their own merits.
Yes.
And we worked a lot for the money.
Yes.
And thank goodness for grandparents.
Yes. I got in the old fashioned way. We didn't have money to bribe.
No.
We had to pay the college tuition, the college application fee, and that was it. But yeah, I only applied to my one college. When I got in, I was like, I'm done applying. I don't want to do anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's hard.
Sorry. I think his name's Jared. Kushner?
I don't know. I don't follow it.
But people are second guessing how he got into college now, because everyone who's reported says like he went to school with was like, he's an idiot. And it was and his like dad donated a bunch of money to the school a few years before he went to it.
Yeah, it's been going on forever.
That's what rich keep getting richer. Everything's set up for rich people in this world. Like, and then we're like, but why did they go to college if they were stupid and they didn't want to go? And it's like, just to say they went, because that's what rich people do. They're like, oh, I went to Harvard. And it's not because they were smart. It's because they were rich.
Some are, though.
Some are smart and rich.
Very smart.
Yes.
And work their butts off.
Yes. What is his name? Rob Lowe?
Mm-hmm.
His son posted because he went to one of those, I think it was Stanford or something. He went to one of those hives and he was like, I worked my butt off. He's like, I'm very thankful we had the money for me to have tutors and help, but I worked my butt off and I'm proud of it. That's the right way. Yeah, but a lot of people are like, well, they're just trying to protect their kids. They're doing whatever they can
that's
to help their kids.
Doing something wrong doesn't make your kids better.
I know, but I was saying, I was like, if I struggled so much in school, but you were really rich, and I struggled in school, and I wanted to go to college, would you do anything necessary to get me into college?
Not illegal. I would. No. I would make you have tutors like all the time.
Okay. Oh yeah, you would.
I would.
Yeah, because if I was a slacker, you wouldn't have let me.
Nope.
My favorite thing in the world is the video of Lori's daughter, Aunt Becky's daughter, being like, I'm going to USC and blah, blah, blah. I want to go to game days and parties. I don't really care about school. I probably won't even be there that much. Yeah. It's just like,
she doesn't deserve to be there then.
Yeah.
There's kids who want to be there.
Who want to learn, who want to do something with a degree.
Yeah.
But I'm just surprised they caught everybody.
I couldn't believe there was that big of a sting going on, a big population investigation.
It was like 50 people or something.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more than that, but
people say they'll do whatever for their kids. But some kids don't need to have things done for them.
That doesn't, no. You'd lay your life down for your kid, but you don't need to do dishonest things.
You know, maybe one day if I have a kid,
although
I might bribe
them
in. If I
had to smuggle you out of the country to save your life, I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who am I on my high horse? I better step off that horse.
You see, okay. But see, that's to save my life.
Yes, I would.
It's not to let me so I could say I went to a school.
No. No. No.
Speaking of kids, let's go into our sponsor today.
Okay, let's.
Love your face. We're going to talk about Modern Fertility. We've talked about them before. Modern Fertility is the first comprehensive fertility hormone test for women that you can take at your own home.
In the privacy of your own home.
Yes. And it doesn't even have to be in the bathroom. Because when you say the privacy of your own home, you kind of think in your bathroom.
You have to do it in the bathroom, yeah.
I did it in my office.
Okay.
But it's super simple. It's a finger prick, and you put the blood that comes out at your finger, mm-hmm. and then you put it on the provided piece of paper, and then you ship it back to them within 24 hours. If you don't get enough blood out of your finger because you have to go to a certain line, they send you two little pricks.
Okay.
They sent me double of everything.
Okay.
So you can kind of mess up a little bit.
Yeah.
But don't mess up. Read all the directions. But then you get the test results back in a couple days. It's super cost effective. It's $159 compared to some other tests that are upwards of $1,500. The tests will tell you if you have more or less eggs than the average woman. Mm-hmm. They do this by testing the blood they took from your finger prick. They tell you what you could expect with IVF or egg freezing and how your hormone levels relate to PCOS and just your general hormone health. We've talked about that before. It's very important to know your hormone health. Just your general health, be healthy. And all of your questions, any questions you have about the whole process, your results, you can have answered by their fertility nurses online. And there's a huge community online you can talk to. There's threads, there's things once a week. It's there. It's there for peace of mind. Yeah. So you know, should I start trying to have kids now? Should I freeze some stuff? Should I take extra precautions when...
Yes.
When... when... Some people are a little extra fertile. Maybe. Take some extra precautions if you don't want to have a child. But if you do, and you just don't know how your eggs are doing, get a little peace of mind.
Yeah.
Take the test.
Yeah.
It's in your own home. It's not a big deal. It's just a finger prick.
Easy peasy.
A lot of people do it. Whatever. But you can also take the fertility quiz online, and it gets you thinking about stuff. You're like, oh, I haven't thought about that. Oh, maybe I should shave. Yeah. So why don't you go online? Why don't you? And take the fertility quiz and get $20 off your first kit at modernfertility.com/allthingsinternet. You going to take it, Mom?
I'm past that all time.
Maybe not. Words. They'll tell you. They'll let you know.
Surprise! You're fertile. At 59.
I'm sorry. I should have said ew. I'm so sorry. I was taught ew for the ages. Ew, my mom getting pregnant again. That's just you, yourself. If you're 59 and pregnant, girl, work that body. But Mom, don't do that.
I'm not.
Hey, but if you're 59 and see if you want to, I'm so just flabbergasted. I don't know the word, but the thought of my mom being pregnant. Okay. $20 off your first kit, modernfertility.com/allthingsinternet. Oh, goodness gracious. Let's go on to a different topic to get that thought out of my head. And yes, I know you had to have been pregnant with me at some point, but like, you're pregnant now is what's stressing me out. What stressed out the internet this week was that Instagram and Facebook were shut down for 5 hours.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. But Twitter thought it was hilarious because non-Twitter users were like trying to come back onto Twitter, and all of us Twitter people were like, oh, honey, this is our platform. You can't just come over here because you're bored. Twitter was hilarious. Twitter is the most hilarious app we have, most hilarious social media. It's because you can't just go by your good looks.
No.
You can't on Twitter. That's Instagram's business. But there is a sad thing is that there was so much money lost. I know a lot of people don't care. They're like, oh, boo-hoo, social media people couldn't post and make money. It's not just them. It's businesses, like small businesses will pay to have their ads run that day. Mm-hmm. And then the ads don't run. They just lost that money.
Yeah.
Like I know my friend is trying to be a makeup artist, and she sometimes runs ads. And if she works for like a whole month as a receptionist and then will put that money into her wannabe makeup artist business, which she's doing great at. But if she, like, that few hundred bucks is precious to her.
Yep.
So things like that people also lost out on.
Yeah.
And I know Facebook's run a little differently. Facebook, it's like you pay for how many clicks it got. So like if your ad, no one clicked on your ad, you don't have to like pay or something. But if people clicked it and it was effective, then you have to pay. But Instagram's, it's there or it's not. Yeah. So, but yeah, but also think of like Colleen's lipstick launch. We'll go with that. Or her book or my book or her show or whatever. If she was planning the launch of it that day, that's a huge dip in like excitement. If Facebook and Instagram are both down, that's a huge dip in like getting the word out there, getting the knowledge out there. Because second day news is not news on the internet. So I know everyone's like, wah, wah, wah. Instagrammers can't post. It's more than that.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than that. But it was funny for me because I didn't have anything to post that day. Twitter was on it. Did you feel
I don't even think I noticed it. I was probably busy.
I love you so much. I thought it was just me for a while. And then you go on Twitter and you see people being like.
I remember it saying something and I'm like, oh, I probably just have bad internet right now or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think when those things go down.
Oh, yeah. You just think it's just you or your phone.
Yeah.
I always blame my phone.
Yeah.
So I saw a tweet. Not about that. We're moving on. I saw a tweet of someone asking people to tell her what they've been yelled at for, like, if they've been yelled at for something that wasn't their fault, what was it?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people were saying that they're working in retail or customer service of some sort.
Yeah.
And they're just, and it's all just idiot customers yelling at these people for no good reason. A lot of them were because an item was discontinued, whether it be food or clothes.
Like it's that person's
fault. It's like they're in charge of that.
Right.
For selling out of food, and someone yelled at a worker for selling the last cake pop to the customer in front of them.
Oh my.
How dare they? For the price of an item, because they are also in charge of that. This was a lot. This happened a lot, and I thought it was like, really? The balls on these people for not getting drinks or food for free. There was a lot where they were like, they paid a lot for the foods, so they wanted their drinks for free.
No, no, no.
But people are just so entitled.
Yeah.
They're like, I come in here all the time. I'm like, cute. You have to pay every time.
Yeah.
but one mom, I thought this was funny because it's very mom. One mom admitted she yelled at her daughter for not leaving for school yet. Like she was like, why haven't you left for school yet? You need to, you're always late, blah, blah, blah. And then she realized she was her ride that day. So she was the reason she had left for school. But I have to give props to the mom for admitting she was wrong.
Because
lot of the times moms are like, well, you should have reminded me. Like, spin it around. And then another one that this is you.
Me?
Okay. This is you 100%.
Okay.
Getting yelled at for not texting while driving. Like,
you'll
text me while I'm driving and then get mad that I haven't responded to you. But then if I do text while driving.
Don't text while you're driving.
There you lose either way. That was just lose for kids.
Well, see, all you have to do is let me follow you and then I'll know where you are and I don't have to keep going. Are you home yet? Are you home yet? Did you make it? Are you home yet?
No, there's sometimes when you want something from me, like, what's your favorite soda?
I'm at the grocery store. I need to know.
I'm driving. There now. It's illegal and unsafe.
Oh.
But I thought that Shane was funny. It was just
stupid
customers.
Like, be nice to people in retail because it's not their fault.
Be a grown-up.
Okay.
Stop.
The world's not going to end because you didn't get Diet Dr. Pepper. It's
like,
not going to.
Take a chill pill.
No, don't take pills. Rachel.
Mom, we have sponsors today. I'm sorry. Healthy food is in my mouth and it tasted good.
No, that's root beer. That's not healthy.
Oh, I just ate some healthy food.
After and then you
and then
root
I drank
beer.
Some root beer.
Yeah. So you're offsetting your healthy food.
Yeah. You want to talk more about healthy food?
No, because I had Taco Bell today.
Mom, you know what you need is Green Chef.
Yes, I do.
I was trying to lead into our next sponsor for today, Mom. You ruined it. Green Chef, which you actually did try.
Yes, so I did.
You had it. Green Chef, did you know it's also HelloFresh?
That's why it's so good.
Yeah. So Green Chef is HelloFresh, but it's a different version of HelloFresh. It's a USDA certified organic company
mm-hmm.
that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans that fit every kind of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's more my vibe.
Yes, it was.
This one's more my vibe because they actually had vegan meals.
Yeah, they
instead
did.
Of like vegetarian, don't put the cheese on it.
Yeah.
Like this was, I got vegan. Yeah. Which one did you get?
Something similar to that.
You had a vegetarian one, right?
Yes.
Yes. So with this, it's you pick your meals that fit your lifestyle. All the recipes are quick and easy, super easy. I did it. It's delivered to your door and everything is measured out for you, which is my favorite part because I hate measuring people. The thing is, I don't hate measuring. It's that I'm not given enough time and instructions. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, so put in 6 cups of this and stir it up, but then immediately put in 4 cups of this. And you're like, why didn't you tell me to measure out all of the cups before? What am I making? 6 cups of 4 cups? This is a big pot of stew or something. But like, I don't have the like time.
Yeah.
I guess you got to measure it all out beforehand. But anyway, this is all measured out for you.
Except the vegetables. You have to chop those yourself. And they
tell you beforehand.
Yes. Do this first.
That's my thing. The instructions were really... What was the name of my thing? The carrots and barley one. Barley and carrots. Yeah. It's roasted carrots and barley was the name of the one. That was my favorite.
Was it?
Yes. What I love about these meal plans is they help me discover new recipes and also they up my sadly low confidence in my cooking skills. But like this, Matt and I were, the carrots and barley one, we were like, this would be really good because we eat fish as well. But you can't say you're pescatarian because then you get cheese stuff as well. But with this, we were like, we could put a really good thing of salmon on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. It just kind of expands our recipe palette, basically.
And I saved all the recipe cards.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can make it again.
Yes, exactly. So, but you can switch up the meal plans whenever you want. These foods are always something you feel good about eating.
Yeah.
A lot of them, they're more organic than most of the other food companies.
Yeah. We had the sweet potato flautas. And they were very
flautas?
Good.
What's a flautas?
A flauta. It's that.
It's a picture. I'm looking at a picture. They come with pictures. That's also a good thing. So I'm like, wait, what's that?
And pictures of how big to cut things up.
Yes. Because, yeah, that was the thing when they were like, say, dice this. I'm like,
what size is that?
So, yeah, that's the pictures, the instructions. Everything's laid out super simple. So for $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/allthingsinternet. Why not try it, guys?
Why not?
Expand your recipe palette. Practice cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I do these, I always do them myself because I want to see if it's easy for someone who's not good at cooking to do.
And it's good to try new things.
Yes, and it's easy because I did it and I made it right.
Yeah.
So $50 off your first box of Green Chef. Go to greenchef.us/allthingsinternet. All right. We only have a few more things left in the news. Oh, this happened and it wasn't big news at all, but I think it's big news. A man was arrested for storming the YouTube company building, and threatening violence because his wife told him Google deleted his account / singular video when actually she was the one that did it.
Oh, what?
Because she was afraid of what happened because he posted this like get rich quick scheme that apparently he's a little off. He's a little off. And he posted this video and he just apparently sounded off and crazy in it. So she deleted it because she just didn't want it out there.
Yeah.
And he was like, what happened to my account? What happened to my video? And she's like, oh, Google must have, you know, taken it down. Whoops. You know how they do. Because lately, that's what YouTube and Google's been doing, is just whatever they want. And so he drove from Maine.
No.
3,300 miles to the YouTube headquarters.
How come she didn't fess up before that?
Maybe she's scared of him. She probably didn't even know. He showed up, started threatening violence. They found...
Yikes.
3 baseball bats in his car, which why do you need 3 baseball bats? You could only use effectively one at a time and they don't like run out.
It broke.
What a hidden. But anyway, he was, they got him before anything happened. He was arrested. But his dad was like, yeah, he struggles with a lot of different stuff. And it just seemed sad. Yeah. I'm glad nothing happened. I'm so glad he didn't have a firearm. I'm glad, you know, that's all that it was. But apparently Google and YouTube have stepped up their security since the last time. Yeah, the last time someone was disgruntled she brought a gun in. Yeah, so that's it. Oh, Snapchat apparently is going to launch a gaming platform.
Are they?
Yeah, Snapchat, just stop.
You know, I had to text you this week going, how do I get those cute things?
Yeah, you asked me how Snapchat worked.
Well, Flynn asked you. I didn't ask
Okay,
you.
Mom, he's 3 months. Yeah. Why did you? Because you wanted the faces on him?
Yeah, but I couldn't figure. They've changed it.
I actually had to open up Snapchat and figure it out.
Okay.
And in order to text
you. It's different.
I knew I would figure it out in a second.
I haven't used it for so long.
That's, yeah. But
I still didn't use it, but I tried.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you not figure it out?
Well, I didn't know what to do with it once I took the picture because I didn't want to post it because I don't post pictures.
Oh, you save it and then just have it.
Well, see, you're going to have to be here. Oh, technology.
The internet was upset, which unrightfully so, that because they found out that this gamer, Ninja, was paid $1 million to promote Apex's Legends launch, this new game. He was, in layman's terms, this dude was promoted $1 million to promote a new game.
And people are upset?
People are upset. They're like, how dare someone get paid that much money to play a video game?
What?
The world we live in.
Why is Trent not on this route?
It's different types of games.
His games?
Trent's obsessed with Nintendo, and Nintendo, like, won't let you make money off of their games.
Oh, okay.
And, like, places like this that are really smart, the Apex Legends launch, I wish I was sponsored by them. I'm not. But I'm happy for my sponsors today. Yes. Thank you, Modern Fertility and Green Chef. But they paid a person who's huge, who on the gaming, like on Twitch and the gaming platforms, they paid him a lot of money to promote their new game.
Good for him.
Great for him. Why are people so mad about it?
Because they're not the ones that got the $1 million.
Yes, that's it. It's the jealousy thing. And they think that, like, I hate when people ask, when are you going to get a real job? Or what?
That's so rude.
What, if you weren't doing this, what real job would you have?
That's,
and I'm like,
so rude. You
if
have a
you
real job.
Put in work, and then you get paid for said work.
That's
a job. And work is, you know, doing something to benefit someone else. Like, what is people? Do you want me to be a garbage man? Do you want him to be a?
Hey, you know, I think garbage men should be paid a lot more than they get paid.
They actually get paid pretty nicely.
I don't know if it's enough.
I think they get paid more than cops.
Really?
Yeah, because it's
Civil servants don't get paid much.
I know. Yeah. I'm aware.
They're protecting us.
I tipped my mailman last year
for
Christmas, but I was scared because online it said you can't tip them any federal worker more than like $30. Mm-hmm. And so I tipped him $29.
Oh, so you wouldn't get in trouble.
But I was like, would he accept $40? Like, I didn't know. And I was like, I don't want it to seem weird, but whatever. But yeah, anyway.
Isn't it nice when you have the same mail carrier? Every time.
Postal service worker.
Yes, because in my day, it was the same person. They used to call me, hey, little
this
Trent.
Guy, yeah, because he walks the neighborhood.
And now it's different people on
well,
our street
it's this
all the
dude
time.
Who, he just seems like he just wants to get through his day. And aww. He knows us, so he says hi, but
that's
like
nice.
He doesn't care. Yeah. And then there's this lady who is the nicest lady in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And she, I'll be walking my dog on the other side of the neighborhood. She's like, dropping off a package for you in about 10 minutes, just so you know.
Oh, I love her.
Okay. Like, she knows which house is she knows.
Fantastic.
She's only there. She only does our route, like, maybe 1 week of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows it. And
love
I'm like,
it.
I love her so much. What are we talking about? Oh, Ninja
know.
Was paid $1 million.
Okay, yes.
Listen, he built a platform for himself.
Yep.
He does what he does well. And he's getting paid what they people decide he should be paid.
Now,
like.
See?
Woo! Words!
I'm getting myself upset here. Athletes get paid ridiculous amounts of money.
Right. Yeah, but like,
why?
Because they entertain us. Because
that's
it's
right.
The and it's like, if you're
they pay.
What are you upset
this?
About? Why are you upset?
Can't speak right now.
I know, because it's like, yeah. If cops should be paid more, then. Yeah. vote to have them get paid more. I don't get why you're mad at other people that have figured out how to make money without being bad people. If you're good at basketball and you get paid for being good at basketball, okay,
you do you.
That okay. Hopefully they're a good person, but like,
yeah,
I mean, surgeons get paid a lot and they should. Like, you just, you can't get mad. No. If you want someone to get paid more, give them more money.
If you want to get paid more, figure out how to get paid more.
Yeah. Teachers should be paid more.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So I'll vote to.
I'm on that vote.
You can have some more of my taxes if you need for the teachers. Yeah. Go for it. But, I mean, you just can't get. If you're going to get mad, just vote. But, like, you can't get mad at someone getting paid money.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That's all the news we have, so let's move on to the games.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay, so we are going to play Heads Up today, which I don't think we've ever played Heads Up, so...
No, I don't think so.
No, thanks. Things are popping. We don't pay for the games, so ads constantly pop up in the middle of it.
Okay.
So we're just going to... You have to describe it.
Without using the words?
It's just... Tell me what's on it.
But... 3, 2... Okay, fun. Not a duck, but a...
Goose.
Yeah. Oh, it's the spider, but it won't hurt you, and it doesn't have short. It's
Daddy long legs.
Yeah. It's not a ostrich. It's...
Emu.
Yeah. You're good. A baby...
Bunny. Rabbit. Guinea pig. Chicken.
Yeah.
Chick.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, not a turtle. It is a turtle, but it's a desert turtle. And it's
tortoise.
Yeah. It's not
a dolphin.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's a color and it's a
fish.
Yeah. What color?
Goldfish.
Yeah. Okay. That's like a weasel or a. They run around your house, but not many people have them.
Rat?
No.
Ferret.
Yes. I wouldn't know that one. Oh, hippity hop, hippity hop.
A kangaroo, bunny.
Yeah.
Rabbit?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, they.
Mom, we're on a podcast. You can't act it out.
Oh, Fred, I forgot.
Okay, well, let's see how many I got. We did a lot. I feel like that went on for a while.
I didn't know they were all animals.
Okay, save. Oh, I want to save this video. Save video. Okay, we got 9, which is pretty decent. All right, do you want to do the same one? We know animals.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What do I do?
You just put it on your forehead, okay. And I'm going to give you clues, and you have to say.
I don't need my eyes.
And when I get it right, put it down. And back up. Oh, it stinks.
Pew.
Yes.
Cow.
No.
Pig.
It spews. Farts? Yes, it spews farts. Oh. It's an animal. Okay, oh, black and white. God, you're so bad at this. Pepe Le Pew.
A skunk.
Yes. Oh, I don't know what that is. Flip it up or down. I don't care. Oh, it's a horse, but it's a tinier version.
A pony.
Yeah. Your name is in it.
Gwen, penguin.
Yes. Hippity hoppity hoop.
A kangaroo.
No, I got the ears.
Rabbit, bunny.
Yes, bunny. Oh, I eat it. It's a fish.
Salmon.
Yes. Oh, it's a bird, and it goes, hoo, hoo.
Owl.
Yeah. Wait, I can't see it. Okay. Oh, it's gross. You put salt on it and it shrinks.
A snail.
No, the other one.
A slug.
Yeah. A
bad lamb sheep.
Bad lamb sheep. Bad lamb sheep. Also, not even close to your forehead. You're holding it out here the whole time.
You know what I think what stresses me out on these games is when they're like this.
Yeah.
Is the timer.
Oh.
The timer stresses me out because then it goes faster. Or it's like, you know, you got to be faster.
Do you want to do another one or are we done?
It's up to you.
Let's do Just Kidding. What does that say?
I don't know.
I'm putting it to you without saying what it is. Okay, here. Let's see. Okay, it's on my forehead.
3, 2, 1. Oh, we're not going to. They live under bridges. And
troll.
Yeah. In the snow, you slide down on a
hill. Sled?
Sled, yeah. Oh.
Your makeup?
Yeah. What? The right word. Not a fork, but a
spoon.
Yeah. Not lunch or dinner, but
breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Whee! Back and forth.
Swing!
Yeah. It's a kind of a cat. It's a wild one. Oh, you eat them and they're orange.
What?
You eat something that sounds like...
Cheeto.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you do this all the time!
Scream? Yeah. Anger.
Another word.
Yell. Yell. Angry.
Not in, but...
Out. Yell out? Scream out? Scream and shout?
Yeah. Ooh, I like this, and I used to put peas in it, and you girls hated it with peas in it. I also put tuna
mac
in it.
Mac and cheese.
Yes. I don't know who that is. Oh, yes. The Parker loves her.
JoJo?
Zendaya.
Oh, Zendaya. Okay. I don't know if... Okay, we're doing it for you.
Oh, my goodness.
And then this is the last one, and then we'll move on to questions. Okay, I'm saving it for the podcast, for
this
the
so
vlog.
So stressful.
Okay.
So stressful.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. Put it on your forehead.
Sure.
It's going to end up on my forehead by the end of it. Okay. Oh, 101
Dalmatians.
Yes. Oh, she has the seven dwarves.
Snow White.
Yes. Oh, I fell on these in kindergarten, and you go, wee
the on jungle
them.
Gyms.
Yeah, but the
ladder.
No, it's the ladder, ring. Horizontal ladder.
Cross the bars things.
Yes, but what is it?
Cross the bar things. Monkey bars.
Yes. Oh, you shoot an apple off a head with it.
Arrow.
Yeah, okay. But
bow and arrow.
Oh, Edward and Bella. The
Twilight.
Yes. Oh, the little minion ones. The little minions.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know what they are.
The
Yellow.
Movie they're from.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, flip it up. No, what? You won't know this. Flip it up. I flip it up. Oh, the thing you watch shows on.
TV.
Yep. Oh, hip hip hurrah.
Cheer.
Yeah.
Leader.
Yes. It's done.
Oh,
I like that
just
game.
Racing like crazy.
It's a good game, guys. No, I don't want to play again. Oh, I didn't get to save it. Whatever. That's fine. All right. Well, let's move on to some questions. Oh, I wanted to do this. You know old terms, but I wanted you to define the word spinster.
Oh, that's an old lady that's not married.
Ah. Then what's a thornback? A spinster is a woman between 23 and 26 that is unmarried.
What?
A thornback is a woman over 26 who
Never
isn't
heard
married.
Of it.
So a spinster
really?
Is only for 3 years. And then after you're a spinster, you're a thornback.
All right.
Which I guess was supposed to be an insult.
No.
Anyway, let's move on to the questions. This one's getting long. Tilly C asks what our thoughts on AirPods were. You didn't even know what that is.
Yes, the things you stick in your ears.
I hate Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
It never works for me. I can never get things to connect to it. Also, those types of earphones, ear things, anything, hurt my ears.
Yeah.
I like over-the-ear things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, if you have them, cool. If you don't, who
Whatever
cares?
Works for you.
Whatever works for you in your lifestyle. I don't think you're poor if you don't have them. And I don't think you're rich if you do have them.
Uh-huh.
So wear what you want to wear.
Yeah.
I like over the ear things. That's my thing. Christine asks, what do you think Blaze does when he's home alone? He sleeps.
He does.
The second we leave, he jumps on that couch and he goes to sleep. And when he wakes up when we come home. I think because maybe we crate trained him when he was a puppy.
Could be.
But he just is like, I think he just doesn't like being home alone. So he's like, well, maybe when I fall asleep and then by the time I wake up, they'll be here.
Yeah.
Like that's his thought process. That was mine for Christmas. Ashley C. asks if you have an update on Jessica and the YouTube thing. YouTube has advised her to not put up gymnastic videos anymore because...
Ridiculous. Gymnastics is a sport.
It is a sport and everyone's favorite Olympic activity.
That's right.
Come on.
Ugh.
Simone Biles? Anyone?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So it's just stupid. They're not protecting kids. We're protecting their advertisers from pedophilic comments. The whole thing is stupid. I don't think there's going to be a fix to it. I think this is just what it's going to be.
That's
and
it.
That sucks because Parker is a fantastic gymnastics. It's something he's phenomenal at it. His own YouTube channel is called Parker King of Gymnastics. Like, is his channel even allowed to exist anymore?
I don't know. But it's what
just
he
stupid
loves doing, and he's getting so good at it. And
yeah,
it's
an actual sport for him.
It is a sport. Yeah.
It is a sport. It's a, I know, I've known gymnasts.
Strong.
Way more coordinated and stronger than I'll ever be. Like, it is a, it's a life dedicated sport.
Yeah, it is.
So I, it's so stupid that it's,
yep,
they're banning it from YouTube, yeah, because pedophiles. Just get rid of the pedophiles. Frog. Okay, this person's name was emojis. It was a frog emoji and then the T emoji. Do you believe in luck or do we make our own future? Mom.
Luck?
Do you believe in luck or do we make our own future?
I think it's a little both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we do make our own path.
Mm-hmm.
But like, hey, if you happen to find a $20 bill on the ground while you're walking to get coffee, what? Lucky pants.
Look around and make sure someone's not touching their pants going, oh no. Okay.
But yes.
But if no one's around.
But I don't think you like, that's luck. But yeah, like, if like Lily didn't get lucky with her talk show.
No, she busted her butt.
She forged, yeah, she like got a machete and chopped down her own freaking path.
Yep.
But then she is also, which I love about her, is thanking the women before her. Like Mindy, yeah, that actress Mindy, like tweeted out to her, and Lily was like, thanks for, you know, mm-hmm, thanks for setting the path. Mm-hmm. Like, it's that she is great. She's very good at being like, these people before me helped me get here, even though it wasn't directly related.
Right.
But she's, yeah. So anyway, you make your life, mm-hmm, but there's definitely times when you get lucky.
Yeah.
Like,
right place, right time.
Like Colleen's first Miranda video that went viral, the voice lesson.
Mm-hmm.
That, it was lucky that that went viral, but she forged the career she has now.
Absolutely.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
So it was lucky. Like, she didn't mean for it to go viral. She didn't even know what that meant.
Yep.
But then she worked her butt off to make it what it is today. Yeah. So that's what that is.
Yeah.
So it's both. And, I mean, you can work to try and create your own future, but it might not happen the way you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just life. And the last question today, Sabina asked, how do you feel about Egg Boy? Do you know Egg Boy?
No.
The New Zealand shooting happened. This dude.
Oh, yes, I do know Egg Boy. Okay.
Yeah. This jerk. I don't know.
I know. Some politician dude.
Jerk was like, well, Muslims, you know, he shouldn't be here. It's their fault for being here. And this New Zealand 16-year-old boy went up during a press conference and smacked an egg on his head.
Which was disrespectful.
So, yeah, you should not just go smacking eggs on people's heads whatsoever. But then he punched him twice. And then a bunch of his supporters were obviously going to be like buttheads, tackled him, like, and were way too rough with him. But the kid's video afterward was like, I wouldn't suggest that it wasn't fun.
Oh, gosh.
But he doesn't have any charges pressed against him. And it's up to him if he wants to press charges against the guys that tackled him.
Yeah.
So,
but don't egg people.
Violence isn't the answer. We shouldn't egg people. But like, what's that? That meme's like, I don't condone it, but I understand it.
Yeah.
That's where I am right now. And that politician,
you know, him out.
I don't feel bad that he got an egg to the head. That's
an egg. That's not going to hurt him.
No, it's just gross.
Yeah.
If he gets salmonella, though.
In his hair. Ooh. Salmonella hair.
Salmonella hair. Anyway, okay, that's all I have for today. Do you have anything else, Mom?
I have nothing.
Thanks again to our sponsors.
Thank you so much.
Our promo code's always All Things Internet. Just remember that. We love you guys. Happy St. Patrick's Day today, or yesterday for you guys.
Happy Sloppy Joe Day.
And
happy
Awkward Moments Day.
Thank you.
Take us out, Mom.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.